Jesus went into the desert. Deserts are fragile places. Yes, they're harsh, but it's also fragile. Do something there, and it lasts a long time. They are lands where scars remain. Some examples. 50,000 years ago, a small meteorite struck the desert of Arizona. The crater that resulted from the impact looks remarkably fresh still today. There are places in the California deserts where you can still see the tracks made by General Patton's tanks when his men prepared for action in North America in World War II. And also there, you can see the tracks of wheels from the covered wagons heading for the gold fields during the gold rush more than a century ago. Still visible. The Sahara Desert still bears the scars of great tank battles. And in Iran, the path beaten by camels hundreds of years ago still remain. In the desert, there's so little soil to support vegetation that would cover these marks on the desert floor, and so little rain to wash the tracks away, so the scars last a long time. On this first Sunday of Lent, the same Spirit that drove Jesus into the desert drives us into the desert of our own hearts. There are places in our hearts that are like a desert. They have long memories, our hearts, of good and not so good. Like the desert, our hearts are places that are marked with the past, if we like it or not. And like the desert, our hearts are the hidden places where God wants to dwell. Our hearts, like that desert, are vast, austere, and often unsettling places where we don't really want to go, at least not so long. Because there we really discover who we are, what we believe, and what we want our lives to be, but then we see why they're not what we want them to be. So this Lent, let us spend some time in the desert of our own hearts, because we're not alone there. That's where Jesus calls us. He says, come here, to this spot. Because he's in that interior desert. So let us not be afraid to look at where we've been and see where that is taking us, where we're going. Jesus Christ is in the wilderness of our deepest selves. So let us listen to our God speak to us there, away from the noise of our busy days, or even the noise we create or turn on, so we don't have to listen there, that we don't have to go there, so we can stay on the surface. Jesus himself is our companion through Lent. And he wants us to discover a new hope, new perspective, and he wants to offer us new possibilities. If there are some scars in your heart, they won't just go away. Sorry. I wish they did. But they don't just go away. We need to invite our Savior there. Only he can bring healing and peace. So maybe not be afraid of those desert places where Jesus wants to bring life-giving water and new growth and real healing. But he's so respectful of us. We don't want to go there, so he waits. He patiently waits. So often, huh, we call out to him, help me. And he's getting up to help us, but we stay sitting on the couch. So he sits back down right next to us and just waits until we're ready to get up with him. Because he loves us too much not to do it with us. And so invite him. And may we say often this Lent, when we experience that stuff we don't like, come Jesus, come Savior, come Redeemer, come Healer. Jesus, come, heal this. I don't know what it is, I don't like it. Heal it. Invite him there. May we say often, Jesus Christ, come into the desert of my heart. I need you. We do that, and we'll be amazed of what Jesus will do.